And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of May, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Grow Old Along With Me, The Best Is Yet to Be, The Last of Life for Which the First Was Made, Robert Browning, born London, 1812. It's the birthday of one of the composers whose work was recognized, famous, beloved, while he was still alive, and that was Johannes Brahms, born in Hamburg, Germany, 1833. It's the birthday of Peter Tchaikovsky, born in Votkinsk, Russia, in 1840, wrote the great ballets Swan Lake, The Nutcracker, The Sleeping Beauty. Tchaikovsky was gay, which was illegal in Russia at that time. He married a young woman for cover. He was miserable, had a mental breakdown, tried suicide, left the country. But he still got his work done. Tchaikovsky said, "I sit down to work each morning at 9 a.m., and the muse has learned to be on time." It's the birthday of a poet who wrote a famous poem about growing old when she was only 28 years old, Jenny Joseph, born Birmingham, England, 1932. Her poem is the poem that begins, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me, and I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say we've no money for butter." It appeared in anthologies, on T-shirts, magnets, greeting cards. In 1996, it was voted as Britain's favorite post-war poem. It beat out Dylan Thomas's Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. And it was that poem by Jenny Joseph that led to the establishment of the group known as the Red Hat Society. Women over 50 who get together for tea parties wearing red hats and dressed in purple. There are more than 40,000 chapters of the Red Hat Society with more than 1.5 million members, all from one poem by one 28-year-old woman. The AMA, the American Medical Association, founded on this day, 1847, in Philadelphia by a group of physicians who thought that doctors should talk to each other. It's the birthday of Eva Perón, born in Argentina, 1919. Worked as a model, got some acting jobs in the theater, then in radio, became very popular in Argentina. And then, at a party, 1944, she met Argentina's Secretary of Labor and Social Welfare, Juan Perón. They were married the next year. He was elected president of Argentina, and she was the glamorous and smart woman by his side. Died in 1952, but had a second life in the musical Evita, made into a film in 1996, starring Madonna, singing "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina." Here's a poem for today by Jane Gentry, entitled "On a Perfect Day." I eat an artichoke in front of the Charles Street laundromat and watch the clouds bloom into white flowers out of the building across the way. The bright air moves on my face like the touch of someone who loves me. Far overhead, a dart-shaped plane softens through membranes of vacancy. A ship riding the bright glissade of the Hudson slips past the end of the street. Colette's vagabond says the sun belongs to the lizard that warms in its light. I own these moments when my skin, like a drumhead, stretches on the frame of my bones, then swells, a bellows filled with sacred breath, seared by this flame, this happiness. On a Perfect Day, a poem by Jane Gentry from A Garden in Kentucky, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.